Please, be seated. And the Word became flesh. It was in late middle school or early high school, and my parish had a Wednesday night family activity, and usually they divided us up in sort of age groups and let, you know, adults have adult conversation and kids be with kids, and it was a good time. This must have been an exception for some reason, because it was a larger group activity. We got divided up into small groups within that, and then we were asked to take this verse, Word became flesh, and use the art supplies we had to do something with that. My group didn't have Barbara. So, and we were probably the smallest group, I think. There were just two of us. And I remember looking at Janet, who was the slightly more artistically inclined person, and hoping she had some inspiration, and her looking at me with the exact same hope in her eyes. So we sat there for a little bit, and we watched all of the other groups who came up with something to do. This is not the easiest verse in the Bible to do art with. And we sat there. Eventually, we came up with something. They had given us a paper to work on, and then little tissue paper. Have you ever made pinatas and you sort of roll it up in a pencil? And that was what we had, really. So we came up with a plan, and we took the tissue paper, and we took the paper, and we decorated Word. Just the letters, we spelled it out in the tissue paper. We thought it was effective and done, which were probably our two high goals. I remember my priest, Steve, came around and he looked at it, and you could just sort of see his head tilt, and he tried to figure out why we did that. This was not where he had thought we would go. The more I study and the more I come back to this passage, which I love, Word became flesh and lived among us, the more I like the artwork we did, because it embraces the challenge of this. There's something, after all, sort of like alchemy in what John lays out. Word does not become flesh. It's like iron doesn't become gold. I read, and never have I found the characters from my book in my kitchen waiting to have dinner with me. Never have I actually been transported into these pages. Word does not become flesh. That is not how our world works. And yet we have John this morning. The beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This beautiful poetry, and it is true, both in that sense that good poetry is true, it invites us into a mystery. But I also think John has hit on something for which poetry is the best tool our language gives us. Poetry isn't bound in facts and proofs and logic the same way prose can be. And John is laying out something which defies all of that. Word does not become flesh, and yet God became man. The Word that is co-eternal and uncreated, that through whom all things came into being, did in fact become Mary's baby in the stable. And John is doing his best, and it is very good, to wrap all of that up in the English language so that we can begin to ponder this mystery. Which is hard enough. It is alchemy-like. It is strange and impossible. And we struggle with that. But the greater mystery is not that it happened. It's not that God was able to bridge Word and flesh, divine and human, and become both. The greater mystery is that God would want to. That the almighty, omnipotent creator of the universe would be interested in being a person. We can fall into thinking that this is, you know, God sort of slumming with humans for a little while. The vacation, which was not really a vacation on Earth. A weird experiment of the divine mind to try and embrace this human thing more fully. But we forget that this is the God who created us, who knit us together and counts the hairs on our head. God did not need to become like us for God. But we needed this. We needed to be able to look into eyes that were like our eyes and were God's eyes, and know that our Creator loved us so much, regarded us so highly, that God was willing to become man. That Word became flesh, which is its own mystery, the greater mystery that it happened because of love, is worth pondering, it's worth repeating. The Word became flesh and lived among us because God loves us. Amen.